Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 624 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached middle December / World Cup Finals 2022 on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater. Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett Morris, a.k.a. Starred.
What's up, Starred? What's up? Happy holidays. Yeah. Who are you rooting for at this point?
Well, today, Argentina just beat Croatia, and that's Messi, the flea. He scored goals. He was masterful. It's like some of the best soccer play you'll ever see, and you got to root for Messi. So for me, I'm going for Argentina at this point. And we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's France versus Morocco. And we'll see who wins that one. And that's who faces Argentina.
I like those matchups.
Good stuff. International flavor. Hey, check out Two Charted, everybody. Last week, we had a great story. Starred was telling his Will.i.am encounter that's story. Right. And we also used some artificial intelligence to write extra verses to the new single Baltic States by Dragon Boy Suede and Marshland Monster. So that, listen to that as some eye-opening 2022, deep 2022 type shit.
So yeah, you really hear some revelations happen in that last Two Charted. Like we face the machine. We face the future.
Yeah, the singularity. We come face to face with all that Ready Player One type stuff. So check it out. And let's invite in our guest. Here he comes now. Guess what, gang? He's got a new album called Hustle. It's out this Friday, December 16th. You can pick that up, a Special Thing Records, iTunes, wherever albums are sold. Do a pre-order. Pick it up on the 16th. And you know him from the Hunk Podcast. Please welcome back to the charts, Chicago bred, born and raised, Mr. Mike Brido Bridenstine.
Thank you for having me.
Hey.
Shout out to Montenegro.
Right on. Tiny country.
Tiny people.
They didn't make the cup this year.
No, so, too short.
The tallest Caucasians.
Tallest Caucasian.
Tallest Caucasians in the world. Do they have anybody in the NBA?
Baron Trump is from there.
Wow, okay. Conceived in Montenegro.
All of the other whites in the NBA are from there.
Right on. What team does Baron play for? Washington Wizards?
That's correct. Yeah.
Right on.
He's 6'7".
Washington Bullets. 6'7" at 14 years old.
Yeah.
So tall, the Burger King. Hey, have you got which?
I was going to say, have you guys seen that French basketball player Victor Wembanyama?
Oh my God,
everyone's talking about.
Yes.
Speaking of tall men, he's a complete freak of nature, and I don't understand how he won't be like the best player we've seen.
He's got an 8-foot wingspan. We're just waiting on Baron Trump to come up and dunk on him. Is what we're waiting for. The Montenegrin.
Whoa. That's going to be the matchup moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, that guy shoots threes too. He shoots 3-pointers.
He shoots threes. He has handles. He does
no good.
Big fadeaways. I mean, it's disgusting.
The only thing I would say is he's playing against French people. So maybe not going to have some stiffer competition.
They don't even know how to say basket right. Basket.
They spell it with a Q-U.
Right on. Well, there's a lot of sports going on. There's a lot of competition. We're going to see who has made it to the top of the charts. Before we do, I will wrap the history of recorded music. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. Hey, we got a great music chart ahead of us. What do we got this week?
We got the Shazam chart, and I'll tell you why. Because it is an effective workaround
the Christmas, all the holiday songs. Glut. Yeah.
Yes, the Christmas glut. Exactly.
There's a bottleneck Christmas every year. It winds up being the same
Mariah song. Yeah.
It's like being on, Highway 5. You know, it's like you just get the holiday glut.
And not even not even really new holiday songs. Like as sad as it is, I saw Little Big Town was doing. It was some kind of, but like you don't even get the new Christmas songs, the fun one. There's one about Santa was my Uber driver.
yeah.
We just get the classics.
Ray Stevens is back, baby.
Yeah, glad someone's doing it. So we'll see what we get this week.
Yeah. All right. So coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
This is Drake and 21 Savage with Rich Flex.
Can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops next for me? Okay. 21, do your thing. 21, do your thing. Do your thing. 21, do
yellow
your
diamonds thing. In the watch. This shit costs a lot. Never send a bitch or die. That's how you get shot. IDM in vanish mode, I do that shit a lot.
You know, he's
the panties off and this bitch thicker than the plot.
He's the most understandable rapper. I'm glad that he's being rewarded. You know, he's showing people the way to do it. I've always liked the slow moving southern rap and the gobbledygook rap. It's hard to follow.
Gobbledygook.
He also uses a lot. Like, but twice in one, stanza.
Yeah, one of those. Where you really, didn't he say that the first time?
Yeah.
I think Howard's promo for this segment was better than that song. I don't know how that didn't chart.
Right on, yeah. We should kind of get these things on TikTok.
It's just funny saying a lot.
Get these music themes on there.
That's such a, fifth grade essay term to use.
Yeah, it's one of, the third words you learn.
Yeah.
Give me cookies. A lot.
A lot. All right, coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
Rihanna, Lift Me Up.
Lift me up. Hold me down.
She never sounds
keep
sober.
Keep me close. Safe and sound.
It's like the band's waiting for her. Waiting for her to remember the next lyric.
It's
Esteban.
She sounds like she knows shapewear. I'll give her that.
Shapewear, right?
Yeah.
She sells a lot of that.
Yeah, what's your shapewear game like?
She wears a lot of makeup.
Does she get sued by Fendi for calling her thing Fenty?
Tell you what, she won if she did.
What's Fendi?
She won if she got sued?
Yeah, isn't she a billionaire? She'd have to call it something else?
Still, there was a lawsuit. Yeah. Yeah, she could probably pay it though.
Okay. Fair enough.
I didn't realize, someone was telling me recently about celebrity liquors and alcohols, just how many there are these days. Like we've talked about, you know, Cabo Wabo.
Ciroc is P. Diddy. Who else? We got George Clooney's got tequila.
Like Peyton Manning has one, like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, they do?
Wow. George Clooney, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
I think Metallica has like whiskey or something.
Liquors.
Whiskey in a jarro.
That's what they should call it.
Whiskey.
they covered that. That was Thin Lizzy, but I think they covered it.
Yeah, that's a good cover. I was they wrote themselves a melodic song. Oh, it's Thin Lizzy.
Nick Offerman. George Strait.
He's got one? What is he selling? Wine?
He's got a... Oh, wow. He's got a, basically like a version of Lagavulin, which is one of the best scotches. Like,
yeah.
That's a pretty good
Lagavulin
brand.
Is a... Oh, what's the name? It's a mossy... It's like a peat moss.
Islay scotch. Yeah.
Those are good.
Those are the smoky, peaty ones.
Petey Pablo should have one of those.
Oh, yeah. He needs to get back into the liquor market. The kids want a Petey Pablo beverage.
Talk about more states. Come on. This is, we like it.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Sam Smith and Kim Petras with Unholy.
It's a dentist office.
Oh.
That's the clip they went with on Shazam.
That's the part people want to know about.
Yeah.
What is this?
I know it's unholy, but what about when it slows down and there's not any music? What is that?
That song is a banger, I thought.
Yeah, that one's a banger. It's getting people hyped up. That's for like when you sneak out of Christmas to go have illicit sex for an hour downtown and then get back to your family before they know anything happened.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. You're escaping family. You find like old high school friends or people like in your hometown.
And then you bang
them. Sweaty bar. Yeah.
You have sex with them. Yeah.
Unholy.
They're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Everyone's unholy.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two,
Lady Gaga with Bloody Mary.
Shouldn't do anything down tempo, as far as I'm concerned. Do you remember, Bryda? You might remember when Madonna was in her heyday, and then she would kind of have a song. You go, this isn't bad, and then the next one would be slow. The next one would be a ballad.
Sure,
yeah.
And you go, oh,
yeah. This Beck is.
I mean, every artist did that back then, right? I mean, you get the one hype one, and then you follow it up with the power ballad.
Yeah, but I think she really follows that Madonna template a lot. You know, she's one of the, you know.
So this song, type of a thing. This just is reminds me of those this moments. Is confusing because this song is from 2011. I thought I recognized it, so I looked it up, and so I'm not sure why it's on Shazam right now. Usually, the sign of a soundtrack.
Must be a Netflix show we haven't caught up with yet.
Yeah.
It's usually
Sex Lives of College Girls on HBO. They've been, I don't know, maybe that's
oh yeah, I mean
they play that. Are you watching that, Brian?
No, but Sierra Kitau did a show with you and me recently, and she's on that show.
Yeah, right on. Shout out to Sierra.
Oh, it's a TikTok thing. Lady Gaga recreates Wednesday viral scene with Bloody Mary TikTok craze.
Oh, so, from the show, from the series from Wednesday?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's on Netflix, or is that on Netflix?
But the reason this song is back is because Lady Gaga used it on TikTok for some.
Is the song's not in the show Wednesday, though?
Is Luis Guzman on Wednesday?
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it start?
I haven't seen it, no.
I think he plays the Adam's father. And I saw him. I saw him at the airport one time, and if I didn't, I saw a man with a terrible face and a hard life.
Yeah, he is on Wednesday. He is on Wednesday.
Right on.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Metro Boomin' and The Weeknd with Creepin'.
You know how when you complain a lot, people go, that guy, he always complains and never seems to help. But then with these songs, they can just keep putting out these songs where they're like just going through so much emotion. They got to talk about
it. I feel like he heard.
I hear it again. No one listens to me when I whine.
Yes. The Weeknd heard Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson one time. And he's like, what if I did that every time?
Yeah.
It's like Maroon 5 heard Jamiroquai and was like, I'm going to do that every time. And he heard Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. Is like, that's my entire career right there.
Right.
Except Dirty Diana is about a girl who's like doing him wrong. And the Weeknd is always doing the girl wrong.
So he has a little flip on it. Dirty Weeknd.
I think that sample was an Enya song.
Wow. She probably never expected it would be used for
I know.
Misogynistic.
Kenya never expects it.
A fuckboy is going to use it to talk about his emotional issues.
But that is the chart. That's what Shazam that was brings number one. Us. Yeah.
Wow. That's the stuff people's actually interested in.
Right. You can't argue
with anyone. Shazammed the booing of Elon Musk at the Dave Chappelle show.
Oh my God, like, that was beautiful.
What is this? The loudest, longest.
My favorite were people like picking apart and trying to like analyze exactly how many cheers versus the boos there were.
Yeah, because
well, there were
only
some
10%.
Cheers and there's 10%. It's like as if there's always a debatable amount of boos.
Yeah, as
when
if you
somebody
could settle
walks in.
On the right amount. It's
right,
like depends on where you're sitting
as
and if the
like,
guy next to you is booing or
as
not.
If any amount of audible boos is sort of a good normal thing. You know,
if I walk off stage and I go, it was only 10% boos. I did not have a good time out there.
Right.
No.
If it was
you probably
enough,
shouldn't have walked out there with your arms over your head if even 10% were ready to hate you.
I got introduced as, ladies and gentlemen, the richest man in the world. And then I got booed for some reason. I
he
thought
might
people
not
would
have known that was going to be the intro. You might, you know what I mean? Because I do not think it would have been as pronounced if you just went Elon Musk. Because you could say,
I think
here
so.
He is,
oh, I think it would.
A guy that's richer than you, and somebody's going to boo even if they don't know who it is.
Do you think Chappelle
I'm not saying
expected
any of them? At all? I'm just saying that was a sandbag of an intro. Like
it didn't. Some people
got up on stage where somebody goes, this guy, Mike Brido, but the expectations are different if somebody goes, this is the funniest fucker you're ever going to see.
That's funny. One time Howard introduced me at Best Fish Taco and he said, do you like Adam Devine? This next guy has been on Adam Devine's house party. And there was a palpable sadness that happened in the crowd when they thought it was going to be their favorite workaholic to me.
Oh, shit. I did that?
Yeah.
Why would I ever be introducing you at Best Fish Taco?
I don't know. You hosted that night.
I didn't host. I've never hosted
this
that
like,
show.
This is like 2014.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe they were offering free breaded fish for me.
It was pre-pan.
Is that place still there? I used to love that place.
Yeah, I just did the 11th anniversary last week. Place is going strong. Oh, shout out to Joseph and Jeremy and everybody.
He sure sticks to who he books, so give him that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Squat Melt. It was like you, Danky, Cornell, and Sean Green every week.
Yeah. It's a good crew.
All right. We will be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Mike Brido, Bridenstine, and
Brett Morris, Stardenstein.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
This is the movie chart. We'll see what's bringing them back into theaters. I know Avatar Way of Water is it out yet? Yeah, it's out, right?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
Let's find out if it's on these charts.
Okay, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Devotion.
Jesse Brown.
It's good to meet you.
Meet the ones who made history in America's forgotten war.
This movie came out of nowhere. I don't know who's in it. It looks like Top Gun Maverick, but it's been hanging around the charts all sure the has. Holiday season.
What's the forgotten war? The Korean War?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, or the war on Christmas. Possibly.
Yeah. If you can remember it, it's hard to question to answer it, because if you can remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They still doing the war on Christmas at Fox? I haven't been watching.
That's a good question. God, they were. Ugh.
That was a Bill really O'Reilly thing.
Hammering on that for a long time. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Strange World.
Dr. Clayton, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
Of your dad. Do you think you could forge his autograph?
What?
The feature film introduces a legendary family of explorers, the Clades, as they attempt to navigate an uncharted, treacherous land along a motley crew that includes a mischievous blob, a three-legged dog, and a slew of ravenous creatures.
I love Motley Crue.
Me too. McMars, hey, no longer with them.
Yeah. What happened? He quit?
Yeah, he quit. His health issues were too much.
He hasn't been able to move for like 30 years.
Yeah,
he moved those fingies.
He was on stage with them for easily 25 years longer than I thought he'd be able to stand there.
So are they going to go out without him?
Yeah, they got that guy John 5 with them now.
He's like, oh, yeah. Who'd you say he's from?
He's like a hired gun type of guy. I think he's been with like Marilyn Manson and stuff like that.
He's like Waddy Wattel, the guy from Saturday Night Live who was in Hall & Oates' band.
Right.
You know that
he's
guy?
He's just like that. Yeah.
He's like the ultimate mercenary of 20 years ago. Yeah, G.E. Smith. That's who I mean. Waddy Wattel is different than G.E. Smith. I just conflated both of them.
Hey, G.E. Smith was a badass.
Is he alive, G.E. Smith?
A weirdo.
I think so.
You hear Motley Crue just got G.E. Smith to replace Mick Mars? That'd be fun.
That I would go see.
I have seen Motley Crue. They were on their way down when I saw
them. Oh, yeah.
Where'd you see them at Hard Rock Casino or something?
I saw them in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, when I was a freshman in
State
college.
Fair?
It was at the Four Seasons when I was in college.
Okay.
They'd seen what better days.
Do you think they remember that show?
I doubt that they do. I saw a lot of On Their Way Down hair metal heroes whilst in college in Iowa. That was
hell
fun.
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach at the Pig Pen in Clinton, Iowa? You bet your sweet ass I did.
That sounds nice. Like a Great White type show. Like it, something could go real wrong there.
Not at the Pig Pen.
Sebastian Bach is an excellent person to just follow in general because he's always got all these stories about everyone else in that world, and he's such a loudmouth that it's yeah. like he just seems to be this guy who at this point it doesn't even matter about his own music or his singing. He's just always telling stories.
I like him. I like
he's
a
more
gossipy.
Of a rock on tour now.
Yeah.
He's yeah, I mean, I think going to see a metal band at a club is always a dubious death trap. Like, you go to see a metal band at an arena. If the metal band has gone to the point where they're playing with, like, in a place with a low roof, like, I don't know.
Oh, interesting. I mean, for that style metal, for sure. For certain metal, it belongs in the little sweaty club.
Tommy Lee's drum kit just takes off and just smacks the ceiling right
yeah.
away.
Yeah, it just keeps hitting the ceiling over and over.
Yeah. He still wants to do his roller coaster thing, even though it's like a 12-foot ceiling. Smash. The ceiling's kicking my ass, you guys.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
The Menu. Mm. This is a gourmet thriller.
Is that going to fit everyone?
I just coined that. A couple travels to a coastal island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprises.
You have to try the mouse feel of the Minionette.
This reminds me of The Game with Michael Douglas from the 90s. Oh, wow.
I love that movie. Yeah. I don't know what you think about it. I've always, for some reason, just like, love that movie.
I watched it recently because of this.
Just like it just keeps on unfolding in these incredibly like exciting, adventurous ways or something. You know, like he gets so lost in this world that he thought he wanted, but then tried to pull out of. And that's the stuff, you know, the basic premise of it.
No.
Just like he basically signs up for. It's almost like the most dangerous game type of thing, but it's first the uber rich. And it's like for them, for like midlife crisis guys who are just richer than they need to be. And they can pay all this money and sign up for this international game that's a mystery where they sort of like take you and like throw you around the room and around the world and put you in all these situations.
Is it on Epstein Island?
Yeah, exactly. but then, you know, turns dark and thrilling. And it's a,
you think you have it figured out as a viewer, and then whoopsie doodles. You haven't got shit figured out.
It's a good one.
I'll look for it. It's probably on VHS.
I bet you got the DVD around somewhere.
I don't have that one. I'd know if I did.
I'd be
Michael
shocked.
Douglas. During the making of this movie, he gave so much oral sex to women that he got cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Was that pre-Zeta Jones or?
I think it was pre-Zates, and he was still getting cancer every time he
pre-Zeta.
Could.
Pre-Zeta.
Yeah. Just every chance he got, just cancer, cancer, cancer.
It's really one of the most legendary accomplishments to eat that much that you get cancer.
He ate a cancerous amount of vagina.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Violent Night.
You have $300 million in your personal vault. That's what I want for Christmas.
When a team of mercenaries breaks into a wealthy family compound on Christmas Eve, taking everyone inside hostage, the team isn't prepared for a surprise combatant, Santa Claus.
I heard this was great.
It looks pretty good. Like, the trailer looks funny. I guess it's
you heard it was good?
People are saying it was good at comedy shows, so I don't know.
Oh, that means it's good. They have the best taste.
They're never wrong.
Hey, Have you guys heard the Burger King commercial? It sounds like a Steve Lacy knockoff.
No.
They stole that Bad Habit sound for like a Burger King commercial. And it's like, it's almost ruined the Steve Lacy song for me because it's just like they keep naming Whopper ingredients, but it's in that offbeat kind of warbly guitar sound.
Wait, I want to hear
something
this.
Something to behold.
Is it this?
Yeah.
Triple Whopper, flame grill taste with perfect toppers. I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup. It's okay if I don't want that.
I mean,
that's really funny to even. I guess I can hear
speaking
it.
Speaking of mercenaries, like those guys who just steal whatever is number one on the charts and make it a shitty jingle.
Yeah.
I mean, they ruined that quick.
They sure did.
You guys
did.
Hear the resemblance or anything?
I think I did hear the resemblance. I don't know if I would have heard that immediately if you didn't say it, but I do hear it.
Oh, my God. I heard it. It was on being a pop-up on some site I was on. I heard it like 10 times.
It's on Hulu.
Give it up for Burger King. Give it up for the specific Brody Stevens' favorite Burger King. He used to shout out. That's all I can think of now when I see that. He said, they're trying hard. They're trying their best.
They work hard. Drive-through works.
Yeah, because he was always mad at the In-N-Out because the line was always too long. And he said that Burger King right down the street.
So that's if you're in town, you want to see any of the pertinent sites, that would be La Brea and Sunset.
Right.
He's right, though. He's right.
Yeah,
he is right. But I mean, it's because it's so much more horrible than In-N-Out, so it's always empty.
Right.
I think that Burger King is underrated, but it's not. It's no In-N-Out. It's no In-N-Out.
I'm with you on that.
They have heart.
They work hard.
Yeah.
They had an NFT promotion. They were trying to be current. Now they got Steve Lacy. They're with anything they can get their hands on.
Yeah, they're just clawing for clout. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
It is not Avatar. It is Wakanda Forever. So I think Avatar is not out yet.
Yeah, it can't be out yet. What you whisper.
Did you guys see this?
I haven't seen it. Have you?
Yes. I saw it in the theater.
What were your impressions?
Well, okay. So it's Wakanda and then the new villain. They are from Mexico. And I thought some of the stereotypes were like, I can't believe that made it through focus groups and all the people at Marvel. Should this character be good at sneaking into countries? That was my question. Like, that was like, you guys.
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
First I've heard of that.
Pretty odd. Maybe there'll be some backlash. I hope Way of Water doesn't go against any... they don't go after the Norwegians or some random group like that.
Are you excited about for the new Avatar, Howard? I know you're a defender of the original.
Are you?
It. Yeah.
It's the biggest movie of all time, and I don't think I've ever had a conversation about it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I like it better than most people just because I like the concept of that people would get to go into another body. I think that's like a good analogy for different parts of real life. But also, I think it looks good. I just didn't have as many I'm not into James Cameron either. I love the South Park that makes fun of him. But then Titanic came out pretty good. I don't know. I just don't have the same I hate that movie that other people have.
Have you seen How To with John Wilson, the episode where he talks to people who are obsessed with that movie? That's worth your time.
Really? Why are they obsessed with it?
Well, you get the opinion when you see them that they wouldn't mind being somebody else than who they are, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you look at them and you're like, oh yeah, those guys don't want to be who they are.
Yeah. Well, that's what all like online stuff and catfishing and all that stuff's about.
For sure. Manti Te'o got avatared. Yeah.
He ain't going to see that.
Actually, do you think maybe you're influenced because like James Cameron is such an underwater sea explorer?
Oh,
he doesn't explore space. He explores the ocean. Maybe so. Yeah,
maybe so. But like Avatar, the first one is all in the woods and everything like that. So
yeah,
I don't know. Even the 3D of it, like people are like, it sucked. It gave me a headache. I hated that. I was like, I don't know. I thought it looked pretty good. I was very high.
That might explain a lot of it.
But I rewatched it a few weeks ago. It was slow and tedious, but most movies are. Yeah. But it still looked really good. And then what I've heard about the new one is it's like that same level of awe. Like they've taken it up a notch just as far as the visuals.
All right.
So we'll see.
I root for this James Cameron. Yeah.
Well, that does it for the movie chart.
Right on. At least they're trying, right? I mean, Wakanda, Avatar. It's not like they're just putting out mumblecore like, hey, it's over. We can't compete with video games. They're still putting in the effort.
That's right. Still try.
They're like the Burger King of the In-N-Out.
Yeah. I wonder, though, if we're ever on this show going to see a chart without a Marvel movie, like ever again. You know, it's almost like the Drake, you know, curse on the music charts.
Yeah. We might have lost that out. The last time that could have happened was like right in the beginning or.
Yeah.
But even then, who knows? Congrats. And then if it's not Marvel, it'll be DC now that James Gunn has taken over that.
They're going to focus on Superman. That's what they said today. They're going to focus on Superman.
Superman.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Who's going to be Superman?
Henry Cavill.
Still that guy?
Maybe. I don't know. Who should it be?
I would say give me that kid, the one who's banging everything.
Pete Davidson.
No, not him. No, he sucks. I mean, he would be a shitty Superman. Chalamet.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet as Superman?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, like a loose-ass Superman.
He's like the scrawniest Superman ever.
Yeah, like before he figures out, like, I got to take it serious.
You need a barrel-chested man. Yeah. You can't have that guy.
All right. That big guy who talked like this from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, Brad Garrett. I can see Brad Garrett as Superman. Brad Garrett.
Superman.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with that. Sure.
It's definitely going to come down to those two guys. And we will be right back with the hot picks.
I'm going to open with that on Friday. You guys remember the Killers?
Remember the Killers?
Are you human or are you dancer?
Human? God.
That song made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I never understood that lyric ever.
You can't be both.
It always reminded me of Are We Not Men, the Devo thing. Are we not men? We are Devo.
And
they had that that thing. Are you human or are you dancer?
Somebody told me, Mr. Brightside. I'm looking them up. They got hits. Nothing but hits, the Killers.
That's a good song, I think.
Oh, the first album was like the Cars' first album. It was just like banger after banger.
Smile Like You Mean It. These guys had hits.
Great stuff. Then they toured with Firehouse. Those are the only two Vegas bands I know. Do you remember them? The Sub Shop? No, they were like a late 80s metal band, Firehouse.
Were they like a super group a little bit? Like, did they have like members of other ones?
That's possible.
I think they were like
poppy metal kind of shit.
I Live My Life For You, Love of a Lifetime.
Is that them?
When I Look Into Your Eyes?
Like ballad metal. Oh, yeah, right, where it's ballad, like every song's good for a girl.
Those are one of those bands, like those hair metal bands that came right at the tail end and thought they were going to make it big and then just got immediately just punted down by
I'll
Nirvana.
See you at the Four Seasons in Cedar Rapids in a couple years.
More pop than metal, sensibility-wise. Right. And then, boom, washed them all
out. Who's the last hair metal band?
The last one?
The last big one?
Probably Guns N' Roses, like, right?
Well, I mean,
in my mind, it's like Warrant like Warrant,
Damn Yankees,
Slaughter. They were they were a late one. Slaughter, honestly, yeah. Skid Row was really late, but then they managed to keep their credibility.
They Ugly were Kid Joe, than most of those metal bands.
Ugly Kid Joe was more like
they weren't.
I don't think
they were
of
like
them as
joke
that.
Metal. But I think like Cherry Pie was the last massive like can of shit.
Right, that was kind of like tipping point, jumping the shark. Everyone's like, wait, this sucks, right?
Yeah, this is just like a
single
one of those
same old
ass
situation.
Posters.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go. I like that. I like that one. I like when they got loose and kind of honky tonkish. The crew
is that with John Corabi? Is that like the period without Vince Neil?
I think
Vince Neil is there. That video was, I used to watch that in elementary school before I'd walk to school. They would have that.
Yeah.
That and Unskinny Bop were two of my Kasingo choices.
Wow. The last one for them was
Something to Believe In.
Don't Go Away Mad. Oh, that was the crew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Poison tried to kind of rebrand themselves slightly countrified. Like as hair metal was like really going away, I think they tried to like take off the makeup and Bret Michaels was in like chaps and kind of like, it was when all those bands like Bon Jovi and stuff were trying to be country. Young Guns, Outlaws.
Blaze of Glory. And they were like,
exactly.
Okay.
Every rose has its thorns kind of country.
I mean, have you heard Something to Believe In? Like that one is, I think if that had come out in like another era, that would have been like a country song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it worked great. Stuff. They went to state fairs and all that kind of thing. Works out good.
Yep. All right, let's get into the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than everybody who's hitting Shazam to find out what the beginning of that unholy song is.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Shane Prophet with two T's.
Oh, I'll go. Okay. Well, I got to intro this one.
Okay.
This is a country cringe. This is a modern country song. This is what's the game we do with the country? You know it.
Escape tune.
Thank you.
Really? Yeah,
this is an escape tune, like poster child for a perfect escape song. If we could play it now and not ruin it, it's so dense with country.
Can we just play a mini version of an escape tune right now?
I just have nothing planned out. I wouldn't know what question to ask. I could ask one just based off what we're about to hear. But this is going to be a tough one. I warn you.
Hey, all right.
Brido, an escape tune is where I ask you questions about the lyrics, and, and before I let you hear the rest of the song. It's a game that we've played before. But anyway, this one is just perfect for all that.
Okay.
All right. So we have one chance here to really like to digest these lyrics. And then we're gonna have to answer some questions about them, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But start from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, of course. All right. And me as an honest broker, I'm not gonna look at the lyrics. I have the video in front of me. I'm not gonna look.
Okay, thank you. Full disclosure. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Coast sells tins of skull and cans of ice cold beer. Long as deer got woods down south and these here down south woods got deer. Long as 504's a former low, Zevco still makes Zevco.
My God.
Country boys will be country boys.
Do I pause there?
Oh, I told you it was going to be tough.
That's insane.
He took his own pause right there. No, I thought was only midway through the first verse.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we could stop there. All right, I got a question.
I have no
for you.
Context to know the structure of this song. So
no, seemed, you're right. That seemed okay, like but a pause. I would have tapped out there too because it's hard to remember anymore.
I'm fucking like, that's like a Mike Tyson, like, you know, one punch KO for me.
All right, let me ask you this. What's one of the things that they sell at the Texaco?
Skull. Boom.
Oh, I had the same answer.
You did? All right, what's both of the things they sell at the Texaco?
The other one is like beer, some sort of beer.
I think it might be beer. Let's hear that again. Let's hear
okay.
that
Okay.
Long as the Texaco sells tins of skull and cans of ice cold beer, long as deer.
Yeah, beer.
Tins of skull, cans of ice cold beer.
Damn, nice.
All right. Good job, right?
Needle laying down there. Hey, good job. Now, now that you won that, you can move on to the rest of that verse because I want to at least get to the chorus.
Okay.
Bunch of boys. Right here. Long as there's grain to haul, grain alcohol, still silos and saloons. Long as cowboy boots don't get the boot and blue jeans out the blue. Stuff and disappear, you can't find a pair to tell that that's going to be what we wear. Cause country boys will be country boys.
They halftime it.
Ain't no catfish for the looking chorus. Looking like homes, a jack and jacked up porch. Country boys will be country boys.
Whoa.
Country boys will be country boys.
Come on now. I mean, I listened to about 100 of those country cringe, we call them. And that's the one. That's the country one cringe of the season. It's got a lot of twists and turns. It's a lot of fun.
Sure does.
It's like when you walk into a Buc-ee's and you don't know all the shit. Well, they got fishing lure. They got barbecue. Wow, look at all these Bud Light flavors I've never seen before.
That song was written by Hillbilly Mad Libs.
let me ask you an escape tune question about that verse.
I got a no going in. I'm supposed to be listening, but go ahead.
What do they name their dogs? What does he says the name of your hunting dog?
Of their collars or something?
The color of their collar. You got it.
Boom. I speak red state Caucasian.
So that brings up a form of backwards I never heard about. They don't give the dog the name and then buy a matching collar. They give collar first.
It's like you showed up wearing the jersey and they're like, hey, two.
Right.
Yeah.
That dog's for hunting, not for loving.
So they might just like the color red. Like they don't even know what the voting means. So we just like red. That's all.
Yeah. Red's the color of the collar.
That's so stupid to name them the color of the collar. Lazy brain as it possibly gets.
Yeah. I know how I'll remember your name.
You're old blue.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is Foyer Red with Et Cetera.
What color is his collar?
It's a taupe.
I would have thought red.
I would have thought red.
You would have thought.
How's water find the air? How can you call it fair? Ooh, it takes care of the grass. How can you call it fast?
British.
I love that donkey guitar in the back.
Yeah. Do those girls will bring a donkey?
Definitely. Don't know anything about
that. Yeah, that sounds like
band.
A lot of the girls that play your comedy shows, Brida. Like the cerebral girls, a lot going on in their heads.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Sounds like one of my panic attacks is what that song sounds like. Yeah.
Pretty catchy, lighthearted.
Yeah. It's boinging around in there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Pep in your step as you're panicking.
I have fun panic attacks.
Hello.
All right, coming in, number three.
Number three.
This is Brado's pick. This is Amatola. Is that how you say it?
With sure. Hot, yeah, yeah.
Arbashola. Bob Arbashola.
Okay. With Hot Fuss. Oh.
There's a glory all around. There's a golden haze. How I'm feeling now is a sound I can't pronounce, a thought I cannot place. You were just a blur I wanted in that lucid universe. I watched you leave a massacre on the floor, but I noticed that everybody else's feet is like a
This is what you listen to?
He played one of my shows, and like I booked her on one of my comedy shows.
Oh.
And she came in to check her hall, and she fucking blew the roof off of the place.
Wow, yeah, that sounds like powerful stuff.
She's she fucking crushes it. And I think that she's not that well known or anything. I think that the guys from Local Natives, one of them signed her, but yeah, it's like alternative R&B, and she fucking rips.
Yeah, that's great. She's performing at a comedy show?
Yes.
Was that the lodge?
Next to the lodge room in the
checker,
like the checker the
room
other
or whatever. Checker
yeah.
Room. Yeah. Oh wow. That's
a wild act to be seen at a comedy show.
It's we had like, her clothes. Like, you know what I mean? No, it was like I ran the show with Kelsey Ayer, who has another song with her. My favorite song of 2022 was Garden Prisoner. Jaws of Love featuring Amatola. They played that one, and then she did like a solo set, and it was just like all the comics being like, Jesus, we're not talented.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, like that's real. Wow.
Yeah.
Before the backstory, I was just like, wow, Brido's going through a lot these days.
No, I saw it live, and like if you see it, I don't know. I was like, I was really impressed.
Yeah. It's always humbling when you see like an actual artist. You know, just like,
yeah. Like, I'm saying stuff like, yeah. You know, you guys
what
remember when McDonald's, you guys remember when McDonald's had a smoking section? Like I was doing that stuff, and then she's got like skills.
Yeah. She's got music that matches lyrics. It's all planned out. You're looking at the paper. What else does this say? What else I got?
I got a resting January 6th face. That resonates with anybody?
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This might surprise you. This is my second pick. This is Neil Young with Crazy Horse. They have a new album, and I gotta say, it's incredible. Like, it's really, really good, I think. And this is called Break the Chain and has some of the gnarliest guitar tone I've heard in a while.
Tell like that's like that he's old.
I know.
You know what I mean? He sounds just like the same as if it was a crazy horse from the 70s.
It totally blew my mind.
In fairness, he always sounded kind of old.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's his trick, because he sounded old since he was like 19.
Steve Martin went gray early. Neil Young went old early with the vocals.
Right, exactly. Right. But that came up on one of these like new music playlists for me. And I was like, I almost skipped it because a lot of times those have like remixes of old stuff. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
that
you think
count.
It's like some old live album that you just didn't put out.
And
before.
Then I heard it and I was like, whoa, that has like life to it. And then I had to double check and make sure it was new. And it's like a brand new full album. Wow. And I listened to a bunch of songs and they're all like really strong. I just was very impressed.
All the albums are about the earth. It's all about protecting the environment.
Oh, yeah. Good calls. You're familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They did it on the duel. It was a Canadian civil war between them and Nickelback, who put out an album on the same day.
Canadian civil war.
So that Neil Young won it with that.
Nickelback, they mine their nickel.
Young is actually from a more populated area than Nickelback. Like Nickelback is from like Western Calgary and not even like the big, like outside. Like it's
interesting.
It's the most that ever made sense to me because I was like, if you just didn't know any better, there wasn't good internet connectivity, you might just come out with those tunes. So.
there's a song, I believe it starts with one called Love Earth, and it's really... I love Neil Young because I can always laugh and enjoy the song at the same time and make fun of it and like be touched by it. He's like, Love Earth, Love Earth, Love Earth.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of the songs were one take songs, and that one is one where you could see it.
But it's almost like Beatles-y, and I don't know. There's like some real effort into it.
Definitely
strong.
When I was like in middle school, I loved Pearl Jam, and they were like, this is one of our, like they're Pearl Jam Unplugged on MTV. They were like, this is one of our biggest influences, and they played Keep on Rocking in the Free World.
I remember that performance very well,
But I was 12 and I was like, wait, what? This guy? It didn't make sense to me.
I remember totally, they always called Neil Young the father of grunge.
Yeah.
At that point, and they kept calling him that. And for some reason, that never made any sense to me at that time. But then now it's like, I can totally see it. He's like a grungy guy.
All of my
like,
favorite bands would name their favorite bands, and then I just wouldn't get it at all. Yeah. Like, they'd be like, you should check out Shonen Knife. And I would buy their CD and be like, what? The song's about Singapore.
But why did they like this? On that note, do not check out Springsteen's new album of old Motown covers.
No.
You won't like it. Soul covers.
Check out his podcast with Barack Obama.
They let Maron sit in on that one.
Who is that for?
It's crazy that two people that famous can do a podcast and cause such a lack of interest. Like, I don't know anyone who's that interested in listening to that.
Hey, I got the book version, man. I got the version of that, and it's actually great.
Oh, you're from New Jersey.
I've read over
I guarantee
over.
If I actually listened to it, it would be good. You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things. Like, I'm almost internalizing how shitty the culture is at this point because I'm thinking, these are just elite people that I like. And then no one else is going to listen to all their great like thoughts, you know.
That is Dave so Chappelle irrelevant. Brings out Elon Musk to the stage, the podcast to me. Yeah. That's what that is like. One guy drones weddings and the other guy hasn't met a real person in 50 years.
Right.
There's other events where he comes out and everybody cheers. So I think that just really blindsided
him. Tesla events.
Some people theorize that Chappelle was setting him up on purpose for that, which
I don't think so.
You would almost say like he should have known that would happen, but I don't believe that theory, but he should have known.
I don't think so.
He's not very online, Dave Chappelle.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe he was just like, everyone loves this guy, right?
He talked to Joe Rogan and Joe Rogan loves him and he assumes that everybody does. Ugh,
God, what is wrong with this crew? All these,
I don't know.
I think because no one has told them no. No one's told Chappelle no. No one's told Elon Musk no since PayPal.
Yeah.
Hey, I use PayPal. I mean, I'm not, I don't support the guy's weird ideas, but I'm also not boycotting PayPal.
I use
being
Twitter.
Transparent.
I use Twitter. Yeah.
You guys, all right, you guys are Twitter guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Twitter, but I'm open for an alternative at this point.
If Mastodon is cool and we all decide to go to Mastodon, that's fine with me.
Yeah. It's a good band, you know?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's next pick, this is Walker Hayes with Y'all Life.
All right, this one needs a little bit of upfront, too. This is featuring Ciara, who's Russell Wilson's girlfriend. Brido, I know you watch the NFL a little bit, don't you?
Cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue along with Elon Musk's mother.
Really?
Yeah. 2022,
quite
a factoid. Yeah. Google it.
Anyway, this is Ciara. I wonder, like, what she would put out for people to hear. She's got Russell going to Denver. He's lost a ton of games. People can't stand him. People are playing future in the locker room and getting cut for it. It's a mess over there. So let's see what Ciara did to clean it up.
All right, here we go. So where the crowd that's
us. We don't ones with all these brand new blues saying God we trust. See you trying to copy my way, but you cannot do it my way. It don't matter how.
Anyway,
that is
that's a cool pick. By
that is really bizarre to my ears. Like every part of that sounds like the weirdest.
She's dropping NFL references.
Yeah, yeah.
Football. It sounds like then, the Carrie Underwood Sunday Night Football thing.
And then knowing that that's Ciara. And like,
yeah,
what? I didn't know.
Let me know when she comes back. Like, when she comes back with the Jazzy Fizzle product shizzle, I'm on board. But until then, I don't want to hear this cash grab.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny, like, yeah, to drop a country song because they had to move to Denver. I mean, it's just like what the inside of their world must look like, you know?
Yeah. She became almost just like a model, right? Like, I feel like I haven't heard much from her musically in a long time. I just see pictures of her.
Yeah, I mean, like, hot. I mean, if that's the return single. Yeah.
Signal.
Yeah, she mostly just was kind of being, you know, just like, yeah, I used to be, you know, in a lot of more movies and songs and stuff. Yeah. And then was known for dating Future and having Future's kid and all that.
Oh, that's why that, okay.
Yeah, there's a rule at the Broncos that you can't play Future's music. It's written into Russell Wilson's contract that you can't play Future anywhere in the facility. And this guy, Melvin Gordon, he was a guy, he had a fumbling problem anyway, but like a couple weeks ago, he played Future in the locker room and he was cut the next day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah,
there's like weirdness going on. I mean, it's like out of touch rich people stuff because he's like getting paid more than almost the whole roster. I mean, there's just a whole lot of like, just like that Elon Musk, you know, Trump out of touch weird people shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, when they remember when they had the USS John McCain and they couldn't tell Trump about it because he would have gone crazy. There was like some whole story that they had a lie about a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, then not tell him it exists because it would hurt his ego.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's rough.
Everyone's losing their minds. USS John McCain launched in 1992. Still out there somewhere.
It's the future of boats.
Nirvana influenced them on their launch. Yeah. Right on. Those are the hot picks. I think we did better than Shazam for sure.
Sure did. That was way more interesting.
Hey, Brido, thanks so much for coming on. Where did you record this album, that Hustle, that's coming out on Friday?
At the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago, which is a national treasure, the longest running independent comedy show in America.
Awesome.
Right on. Shout out to the Lodge. And also shout out to Hunk. Your podcast comes out. People,
episode 200 is on Friday with Kyle Kinane.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Thank it's you. A big one.
Thank you.
That's great. How about you, Stark?
Yeah, check out Comedy Bang Bang World. Sign up for a plan, and we got tons of content coming at you. And sign up at whochartedpod.com to support this show and hear all the two charteds, hear all the past preem streams, including more escape tunes. If you liked a little bit of what we just did with that one song, we have full-fledged escape tunes for you to listen to in the chart mart.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, over there. Yeah, and check out Two Charted, stories about artificial intelligence and leader of the Black Eyed Peas, Will.i.am, on this past week's episode, and we'll putting a new one together for you this week. Also, check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister, Drop Date Duel, and haveasummer.com/shop. We will see you right here next week on Who Charted.